We use as much Tasmanian produce as we possibly can, from cream to raspberries to quince. We actually have quite a lean production facility where goods come in one part of the factory, freezer or cool room or whatever it is, into the kitchen for processing, out to labelling, bottling, boxing, and then out through the door onto trucks and off to the mainland. Very efficient process. We continue to work on the refinements of that process, and things are going very well.
How did it all start?
A silly idea from a friend of mine. He said, let's do summer puddings at the Taste of Tasmania. And I replied, what are they? In Australia, you don't have those sorts of things. But here in Tasmania, they're still known, and they're still made regularly by the older generation, which I've become. Summer pudding's a mixture of berries and bread and sugar. And it, depending on where you go in England and that sorts of places as to how it's actually made. But we used to cook the berries and then put it into a little plastic tub with a piece of bread one side and juice and berries, and do the same on the top. That was really the start of the business, and used to work, started from home and then moved into a youth hostel in Newtown one day a week on a Friday morning. Moved out to a bigger facility, it was big at the time, in Derwent Park now for about 10 years, and we grew out of that place. And now we've built this monstrosity out here in Cambridge, which has been, I don't know, I've lost my hair doing it, but anyway, it's great fun. I've got 10 fantastic staff that I look after, and they look after me, and we have a great business. And often we employ, you know, anything up to 15 people in total in casual work when we've got a lot of extra work on, like labelling or processing quince or something like that.
You're a man that grew from quince.
Quince have been absolutely magnificent for me, yes. We've learnt to process them quickly, efficiently. We have some great equipment. We like to maintain the fresh fruit flavours and colours that you have with Tasmanian quince. Because we have such a cold winter, it has a way of setting the fruit better.
Where do you get the quince from?
We buy all the stock from Lucaston Park down in Huon Valley, Michael Potter's up in Plenty, and Squibb & Co. up north near Sprayton. Close to 40 tonne, I think we did this last year.
What sort of products, or how many products do you actually produce?
It is embarrassing to say we have about 150, but we pack quince, for example, in many different packaging, different formats to suit different customers. Fair bit of work. But, you know, some of those products, because we do a lot of contract manufacturing for people, they will supply the labels, their recipe. We'll manufacture the product, jar, label, you know, all that sort of stuff, wash it and so on, into its cartons and off to the mainland. So we don't hold stock or hold inventory for them.
With a name like Andre, you must have been a chef in a former life.
Yes, I was. And I worked for many years in restaurants in Melbourne and Sydney and Adelaide and so on. But I don't have the formal training. I think I worked with my father for from the age of about 14 right up to about 18 or 19. And we worked in many restaurants in Sydney and so on. But Peter was a French chef, and he was English but trained at the Westminster School of Cooking, and he learnt French as part of the language. French is the language of the kitchen. So half his children have French names and half have English names. I think I've got the best name, Andre.
It's not too bad, is it? What's a typical day like here?
Typical day? We've had some... there are days when we can get very busy. We've streamlined our production processes very well. So we can start anything at 6:30 in the morning, depending on the product, and we can put out our numbers of, you know, anything between 10 and 18,000 units in a day that go off to the mainland for distribution.
What's the biggest amount of produce you do get from farmers? Is it the quince, or is it something else?
Oh, no, I think quince would be the single line of product that we've purchased the most of, at 40 tonne. We would probably produce, probably buy about, you know, 15, 18 tonne of raspberry a year, something like that. Beetroot's probably 5 or 6 tonne a year. Yeah, cream's about a tonne a week. We put our heart in our product. We believe in what we're making is very good. And a lot of those products that went to the Fine Food Award were straight off the shelf. We did not especially make things for the awards. They came off the shelf, they went into the awards, and we won 6 gold medals in total.
The equipment you have here.
Yeah, I think we've got a very big factory, and we've learnt to fill it with equipment to do things with machines rather than hand. And Now, labelling machines are doing fantastic things. We've probably got a value of $500,000 or $600,000 in equipment in the factory.
And what's the thing that you can't get readily in Tasmania, the thing that's most important?
Glass. We cannot get this out from overseas. There seems to be a real shortage with the freight component from China, from India or from the UK. It took us nearly 6 months to get out our barbecue bottle sources. But China, we're just waiting on now. We've got 120,000 units of jars coming from China, and we're just desperate to get these out to get started with our customers.
What happens if you don't get them?
Nothing. Customer waits.
Yeah.
And there's nothing they can do.
So freight's a big problem, isn't it?
From overseas, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and if they have an outbreak of COVID in some of the ports in China, they stop. You've got 100 ships waiting to be loaded, and this is the problem. And then there's much more money for the freight companies if they sell across to Europe as opposed to down to Australia. There's a container shortage. The list goes on of difficulties that are there for us.
But you're still optimistic.
Mate, oh, sure. Oh, man, this Tasmania's a great place, and I think when I first moved down here, they used to call it Slobart. I think, hey, hang on, you guys are missing the point. You know, we're leaders in the country, and look at our COVID situation. You know, we're just doing so well down here with our food. Wine is fantastic. I'll only drink Tasmanian reds now. The list goes on about how good this place is. Optimistic. Am I optimistic? We've actually just arranged an agreement with a mainland company for about 120 tonne of jam a year. And we start that hopefully by the end of this month, beginning of next.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're optimistic about the future.
And how are your dealings with the big supermarket chains? Are they okay?
Coles are fantastic. They came to me a couple of years ago and said, what could we make for them? And we presented 15 different products. They picked five. And we're still there 3 years later, manufacturing these products for them. They're very good. They play 14 days, 21 days, which is fantastic for cash flow. They're a phone call away if we need them. We've had no issues with them. They've just been fantastic to us.